This week brings in an astrology that asks you to be just the right amount of Delulu. And yes, with it comes our final and last Mercury retrograde of 2023. So let's buckle up, buttercups. I'm going to get into all of that and what it means for you and more on today's episode of Cosmic RX Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in.
I'm Maddie Murphy, your high vibe hype woman, your celestial strategist, breaking down everything you need to know in the cosmos, WTF does it mean for you, and how can you use it to align with your highest, hottest, healthiest self. Let's get into it. It's Monday, it's Moon Day when this episode comes out. I'm recording this well in advance as part of my Mystic Mama maternity leave. So these episodes will have the emotional weather, aka your moon report, and then planetary planning, where this week we're going to talk about specifically new moon in Sag, life mixed with that retrograde, everything you need to know for it. But know if astrology isn't real, because this is being recorded this week's out. So I have no idea what's happening out there right now. I pray it's something good. Okay, give us something good. Virgo announcements before I get into that. Just first of all, so much appreciation for you. Again, these episodes are batched out so well in advance, but where I am in this moment in time is in October. A lot of you have been reaching out just with really amazing reflections on the year and, you know, how we've gotten to be alongside you on some amazing journeys. A lot of well wishes and gorgeous blessings for baby Scorpio. And oh my goodness, I just love this community so much. So I'm so excited to, round out this year. You're going to hear today after December 13th. We really want to think about reflections, winding down, cooling off, tell your boss. My cosmic consultant says no new projects, no work after December 13th. We're just using that time till Jan 1 to wind it down, baby. And just know that, as we approach another wrap and another year, I'm just so beyond honored and privileged and humbled to be here alongside of you. And I know I'm speaking on behalf of my work wife, Audrey, my co-founder, other Cosmic RX Cutie, and our whole amazing team. So let's get into it. Virgo announcements. I'm going to need you to just definitely, if this is the year that you want to learn more about your chart, more about stepping into leadership, more about maybe running, starting, scaling a biz, Cosmic Boss will be kicking off in the new year. So check out the link in show notes for that information. We have, again, a Saturn return support group starting, which I'm super hyped about. And again, if you want to work with me personally in a smaller, more intimate container, like 8-10 people tops, Astro Accelerator will be kicking off in the beginning of the new year. Hold your spots there. Again, who knows timing, what's happening, if it's filled up or not. Check that out. And again, really excited. If there's anything you want to see from us, an offering you want from us at Cosmic RX in this next year, you know we're always working behind the scenes, cooking up a ton for you. But let us know. Drop us a line. Slide in our DMs. Write us an email. info@cosmicrx. We'd love to see it. We'd love to hear from you. Definitely, if you haven't already, leave a rating and a review on iTunes. Include your social media handle or do it on Spotify. Send us a screenshot in our DMs at the Cosmic RX. We would love to allow you to win a 3 free complimentary months of the Baddie Bundle. When we're back to recording live episodes, that's going to be 3 free months of our premium content, including bonus newsletter, podcast, juiciness and magic. It's 2 live calls a month, a new moon call, a full moon call, a monthly moon guide that we write that's 60 to 80 pages of astrology, ritual, card spreads, horoscopes, and of course, just a like-minded community of just the best baddies. If you're looking to make some friends, people that you can talk about everything from like synchronicities to ghosts to social justice to like, I don't know, about your Chiron with. So come hang out there. And again, if you want to win three free months of that, leave us a rating review. It really helps. Yada, yada. Let's talk about the moon. Who wants to talk about the moon? Me, I do. This girl, the moon, we're just tracking her as always throughout the week because it helps us really understand our emotional world, our inner landscape. And when we do that, we know better, we can do better. When we work with the moon, we don't work with the man. We really honor ourselves intentionally from the inside out. So the day this podcast comes out, Monday the 11th, we have a gorgeous Scorpio moon is like kissing us in the morning, but we're not really hanging on to them for that long. We go right into a Sag moon, 6:10 a.m. Eastern time. And so if you have crazy dreams overnight, Sunday to Monday, I'm going to blame a Scorpio moon, you know, if you have some sexy dreams, shout out to that. Then really 11th, 12th into the 13th at 10:30 a.m., we have Sag moon. And on the 12th, we have new moon at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. First of all, I love 12:12. Shout out to my girl, Kristen. That's her birthday. And I love a new moon that lands on like an astrologically, numerologically significant day because this is the day before Mercury goes retrograde and it's 12:12. I'm going to talk about that in the planetary planning. But this new moon feels auspicious. So in terms of the Sag moon in general for those days, Monday through Wednesday, we're feeling hopeful. We're seeing the vision. There is something that may be sparked in you that gets you excited for 2024, that gets you hyped. I'm going to warn all of us, not warn us, but empower us to say 2024 is a year of action, integration. They say the first new moon of the year kind of dictates the vibe of the year. Last year was a new moon in Aquarius year. I think a lot of us were kind of like burning things down with the Scorpio Taurus eclipses, building things up again. The Aquarius new moon first of the year helped us like envision things. We had a lot of retrograde energy in the beginning of the year. It was very quiet. This year feels like let's implement, let's integrate, let's take sustainable action, let's automate, let's simplify, let's really do the damn thing and bring it to earth. So this Sag energy, rewind back to the moon report. This Sag energy is, I think, asking you, what is that next big dream? What is that next big vision? What lights me up? What feels hopeful? What feels exciting? I want you to tune in and just pay attention. I think everything is going to be an oracle. Everything is going to be giving you information here, right? Okay, so now we go into Wednesday after 10:30, we go into Cap Moon. And that will stay there through Thursday through Friday at around lunchtime. So the Cap Moon is taken off around lunch on Friday, and it gives us a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to get shit done, baby. You know that Cap Moon energy. We just like to kind of tackle things on the to-do list we've been procrastinating on. That's why I love Cap Moon energy. It's like, it doesn't get emotional about procrastinating. It just does the damn thing. It likes to have a roadmap. It likes to have milestones. It likes to have things we're checking off of a list. So on those Cap Moon days, like just set some goals for yourself, small, big, whatever, and plug away at them. Use that sea goat energy. Get those hoofs out and let's scale that mountaintop. Again, like I really want to think about, we're starting to wrap up stuff for the year right now. So like what's that stuff that you just want to kind of like get done so you can like unplug, have fun, enjoy 2023 and be really present like for the rest of the time. Sometimes on these days we have to look out. We can be too driven. We can be too workaholic. So we're going to mind that, mind our P's and Q's with that. And then also sometimes we're like, can be a little emotionally like detached. So if like someone comes to you with something big, like, you know, let's practice some really conscious empathy with them. And then we move into Aquarius moon weekend. So we have this 1 o'clock Eastern time on Friday into Saturday, all day Sunday until 3 p.m. Aquarius moon transits are really like, again, like it's a great time to be social. So this weekend, get out. You know, do something festive, do something that's celebrating with your community or people or finding new people. There's so much. I love a meetup group moment. I love seeing what's the kooky thing in your city or neighborhood. Where can you meet your weirdos, right? Go there, find that. Again, it's a lot of visionary energy because we have the sun in Aquarius Sun and Sag, Moon and Aquarius. This is my sister Jenny's combo. And actually, I know, so shout out to David Rudolph. Audrey's big brother has this too. It's very visionary. It's very, sees the bigger picture. There's a lot of understanding also like how to execute the vision. It's a great time for being creative, also a good time for being social, like I said. So think about that, you know, maybe after the Sag new moon, maybe this is a great time to kind of put some pen to paper on some things or reach out to the people who can help you facilitate and birth this vision that's kind of cooking for the next year, right? Let's reach out there and let's let our inner freak flag fly as we always do. And then we round out that weird accent. I don't know what I was about to say. We round out on the eve of the 17th, Pisces. So Pisces moon evening, let's draw a bath. Let's pull some oracle cards. Let's like do some good sleep hygiene that night. Okay. Like take the phone away from the bed, turn off all the like blue light, like flashing devices in your room. Let's like make the temperature look cooler. Let's put some lavender under the pillow. Let the diffuser go. Get a warm bath. Maybe a little like make yourself a little golden milk tea or something. I'm kind of feeling that the 17th, like let's get into a really juicy sleep ritual. Because again, like I said, it's all this Sag visionary energy. It's Mercury retrograde. I feel like having a really intentional sleep hygiene on these Pisces moon days might open us up to, again, some deep healing, clearing, or I sometimes, this is me, Pisces moon, will literally get like instructions or visitations in my dreams that will help me understand like what I'm doing next. So let's enjoy that, right? Let's feel into that. Okay, so in terms of what we have going on, planetary planning, started to give it a little tease on the 12th. 12-12, new moon in Sag, 6:32 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be doing a little bonus content on the Cosmic RX Premium channel, which you can find over on our community, cosmicrx.com, where I'll be breaking down, you know, what this new moon means for you by your rising sign. But, you know, this is our only new moon in Sag for the year. Last year's new moon in Sag was an eclipse. Wait, I'm sorry, I lied. That was 2 years ago. But I was thinking about this Sag energy again when we were in this crossover of these eclipses. We always have these stories like the passing of the baton, right? So last year we had just begun this new Sag energy that wasn't eclipsy. Now I really want you to look back even to what was going on 2020, 2021 in the Sag part of your chart. Just like now, we've begun a new story around Scorpio Taurus, there has been a new story around Sag energy for all of us. We had the South Node in Sag for 18 months, and it felt very significant. It was at a time, obviously, during COVID, during lockdown, during Black Lives Matter movement, during a lot of, like, I don't think I can think of a line of demarcation more in our society more than 2020, right? Like, I feel like everyone I talk to, whether it's friends, people I meet, new clients, new mentees, new students, everyone sort of has this like pre-2020 story and the current 2020 story, whether it sent you off on a new path, whether it, you know, brought upon an awakening or a breakup, or just like something really fundamentally different, like shifted for all of us. So Sag energy at that time, in the South Node, has been kind of restricted. It was like, we're going to have a purposeful, like less amount of access to visionary energy, hope, optimism, so we could deal with the present moment, Gemini, North Node, we have at hand. We need to learn and relearn. So I'm saying all this because now we have on 12-12, we have this energy of like, what's the wisdom we've learned there? And I love it because 12 is a master number in numerology about wisdom, right? 12-step programs. We see 12 as the map, 12 months of the year, 12 zodiac signs, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 disciples, I think. Yes. But 12 is this number, like 12-step program. We think about like 12 is this map, this wisdom path that we're on. And I feel like having this 12-12 new moon in Sag is like, okay, what's the wisdom you've learned? And that's very Sagittarius, is about like embodied wisdom. It's like Gemini energy is what you learn, what you study. It's like talking to someone about something. It's listening to a podcast. It's reading a book. It's doing research. And then Sag is like, now I've gone out and I've lived it. I've experienced it on my own. And for all of us from 2020, 2021 to now, there's been, you know, maybe certain hopes, dreams got off path or erased or just like, nope, that's not actually in alignment. But we've gained some sort of new wisdom. We've gained some sort of new higher understanding of ourselves, of the world, of our lives, of our spirit. And now with this new moon in Sag, it's really asking us to leave our safety, our comfort zone. You know, I like to say step into the cosmic zone. Like this is time to take some sort of leap of faith, write out some intentions for where you want to go over the next 6 months, right? What is this journey that you're ready to take? And it's going to ask for a lot of courage. And it's going to ask us to do something bold and maybe something we've never done before, but something that lights us up, something that inspires us, right? To be inspired is to live in spirit. And I think of that as so much as Sag energy. Sages that I'm around, my best Sages, I think about them, they're constantly inspiring me. They have visionary energy. They see, you know, the glass half full. They see the potentiality. They have that growth mindset. And this new moon is working with Mars. Mars and Sag, my natal placement, shout out, in a pretty tight conjunction, right? We have 20 degrees Sun, Moon, and Sag, 13 degrees Mars and Sag. And that Mars is like, go for it right now. Like, go effing do it. There's a boldness. There's a readiness. This is an action oriented moon to like risk big, think big, book that trip, go after that thing you want to do, tell that person you love them, submit that like proposal, make that pitch, start being like, this is my one true wildlife. And like, I want to live it. I want to suck the freaking bone, the marrow out of the bone. I want to like squeeze the juiciness out of it. And I know I'm here for something more than just this like, I'm not here just to pay bills, scroll through Instagram, and watch the same comfort show on Netflix every day. Yes, that is nice too. I want plenty of time for that this winter. But right now, I want you to look for inspiration and say, if you're not feeling it, ask, make a bid, make a challenge, even your guides in a polite way. Be like, show me what's my next vision? What lights me up? I haven't been feeling the secret sauce. I haven't been feeling the mojo. Give it to me. Where is it? Show it to me. Mars and Sag loves to activate and ignite visionary energy and to light that up in people. Okay. And having that with this new moon, let's think about it. Let's dream big. Okay. And Chiron is trining this new moon and it feels really supportive. It feels like there's something healing to your sense of self by claiming this vision. It's like, oh, there I am. There I am. That's the vision. That's the dream that I've had for a while, but haven't been able to articulate or understand, or this is bringing me back to a different part of me, my full expression. And, you know, we're going to be a little delulu. We're going to be a little delulu until it comes true, true. And speaking of delulu, like I said in the beginning, here's the thing for this new moon. It is forming a square with Neptune. So speaking of delulu, we are going to use that square with Neptune. Sag and Pisces, two of these like obviously amazing mutable dreamers in the zodiac. We're going to use that to plug into some like big intuitive inspiration, pulling those cards again, really checking in like, let's go bigger with this. Let's get excited. Let's plug into like the mystical realms. We're also going to keep our feet firmly on earth. You know, we're not going to fall for snake oil salesmen or people, MLM girlies, or people who are like, I can help you make that dream come true in a weekend workshop, or like, you know, spend 15K with me and I'll help you get to six-figure months like in 2 days. Like, we still want to understand the 12-12 of it all. It's like, there's still steps to take. There's still paths we have to go on. So I just want you to be rooted in that, right? Like, we can be delulu, but we still want to have discernment, and that's the baddie way. But use this new moon square Neptune to really visualize, to have fun, to bring this to life. And then the next day, hello, goodbye. We wake up the next morning, Mercury is going retrograde. So we know the shadow period started November 25th. I spoke about that. And this is Mercury's going to go retrograde in the afternoon of the 12th and around, or sorry, not the afternoon, the early morning of the 13th. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Can I blame this on baby brain still? Because They're still in there cooking. Mercury retrograde, December 13th, 209 Eastern Time is when that bitch goes retrograde and starts funking everything up for us. But you know, y'all, we've been through so much this year. We've been through a double Mercury and Venus retrograde. We've gone through eclipse season. We've gone through so much. We can handle this. Mercury retrograde is nothing. When it's just Mercury, we're like, we got you. Like, we've done this before. And I want you to think about, with this Mercury retrograde, a few things to keep in mind. Mercury is the mischief maker, right? Mercury asks us to laugh at ourselves. When Mercury goes retrograde, stuff gets kooky on the human level. Our travel, our tech, our communications. It's all stuff that we can breathe through, right? Of course, if you work like in a hospital or you work for NASA, like, please, like, take precautions with your tech. For the most of us, if we get a little rainbow wheel of death on the MacBook, if our subway's a little delayed, we can laugh it off or at least prepare for that, right? That's what all about Mercury retrograde is, all about preparedness. I love talking to you and saying, hey, Maddie, I listened to the podcast and my daughter was traveling for the first time by herself. I knew it was Mercury retrograde. So I called like 3 times to make sure that like her gate wasn't changed, and it was. So I'm so happy. It's just that like taking those extra steps, that extra bit of intentionality, which requires us to what now, baddies, all together, slow down. When we slow down, we can do that. We think about this Mercury retrograde. First, it's going to be retrograding through Capricorn until the 23rd. So I love this. Like, let's look back on our business. Like, what's going on for the last quarter? Is there any like outstanding invoices, any projects we want to tighten up, any things we want to close out with anyone? Like, what do we just want to like not have on our plate, on our desk, on our to-do list as we go into the new year? This is so satisfying. It just makes sense, this Mercury retrograde. Then on the 23rd, it does go into Sagittarius. So what I'm going to say is, a Mercury in Sag, the sign of the traveler, retrograde during the holiday season. I want you to listen to me right now. If we have travel plans, if we're flying home, taking the train, driving, going to prepare for delays. I'm already picturing the headlines of like record amount of flights canceled. I have no control over that, unfortunately. But I do want to say that prepare. If you don't have to fly, don't. You can fly before this podcast even comes out. Do that. Maybe I'll make a little TikTok. Give us a little teaser heads up. Or if you are going to be like, okay, this might be delayed, or I'm going to be keeping my head on a swivel for that, for alerts, delays, gate changes, all that kind of stuff that can put a little skunk in our funk. And again, we're just going to keep in mind too with Mercury retrograde, another just thing I want us all to have Cosmic RX on is, this is a time of year. Listen, I've been there. You're lonely, you're single, you're watching Love Actually for the 3rd time, and you're like, maybe love is all around us, and I should reach out to like that part of my language, fuckboy ex of mine, and I'm just going to say, probably not, unless it's just to close something out, again, clear something out, get something off your chest, have some closure for the new year, but like, don't let the cuffing season, don't let the Hallmark Channel movies, don't let all of that get you into like that, again, that bad DeLulu energy. Go back to the new moon in Sag notes, write the vision for the person who's aligned with you, consciously going to support you. Let's wait for them. And, you know, find someone else to cuddle with some hot cocoa in the meantime, a sibling, a friend, an animal. So just putting that out there too, right? And just like other Mercury retrograde, the classic do's and don'ts, just going to run through them, leaving ourselves extra time, do extra time in your schedule, right? Don't put liquids by your laptop or anything. Things go kooky during Mercury retrograde. And in the sign of Cap and Sag, I just want to make sure that like all the stuff that helps you run your life is running. Do pay attention to warning signs, check engine lights, things, little alerts going off, especially in your car. Mercury rules transportation in cars. Pay attention to that. Again, especially if you're traveling or winter weather coming your way. Don't start anything new. This is not the time. First of all, December 13th to January 1st, there's no time to start anything, right? We are winding things down. This is not the time to start a new initiative or the time to start a new workout plan or time to start. It's just going to feel stressful. It's not going to feel good to you. So listen to me when I say that, right? Do your R words, your RE words, reflect, reassess, revisit, remember, right? Respond. Like, go through and go through things that you've done, especially for the past 4 months. What needs to be revisited? What needs to be, again, closed out? What's something that you need to remember? And like really focusing on that, it will feel good for your brain going into the new year. And then obviously, don't take yourself too seriously. I always say that Mercury is the trickster. Mercury is very connected to that like Loki energy. I did a whole podcast, talked about trickster energy in Gemini season, but like that trickster energy wants us to laugh things off, wants us to not take things so seriously. And it's a lot easier to do that again when we're slowing down. And as always with Mercury retrograde, that I always say, we're looking for the messages in the mess. There is a cosmic oracle moment happening in the chaos. So just pay attention to what you see, what you feel, what's coming up. Again, it might be giving you some insight and clues into what's coming down the pike for you in 2024. But that's where I'm going to leave you for today. We got a little new moon in Sag energy this week. We got Mercury retrograde through the end of the year. And then this will be the last energy report for the year. I always take off the last 2 weeks in December and January, a way to unplug, recharge. I always invite, if you have the capacity to do that, or if there's things you can take off of your plate, we need breaks as humans, we need rests. But also with that, it lines up with Mercury retrograde. But we're going to have two bonus episodes that, again, are going to be pre-recorded, not energy reports, but I'm going to do a mailbag episode with some of your questions that we've been gathering for the past few weeks. A little like Q&A, a little Dear Maddie energy. Love that. And then I'm going to be doing a very different departure from my normal podcast episodes, a VVV personal episode to end out the year. Just a little bit about my journey with baby Scorpio. I think that, you know, the pregnancy fertility journey is so unique to every person. And I think it helps to hear different stories, different perspectives, different timelines, or at least it really helped me when I was thinking about stepping into this initiation of being a mother. So we'll have those two episodes kind of tide you over, but this will be our last like traditional energy report for the year. And again, I just love y'all. I love y'all so much. I just really want to tell you all that like the past few years of doing this podcast has been just the best part of my career, the best part of owning my purpose, the best part of like feeling really connected. And it's really because of you. I am really humbled every day. The DMs, the messages, there's so many of you out there who are just so open-hearted, so purpose-driven, so cosmically curious, or just like my badass witches. And I see what you're all doing in your corner of the world. And it gives me so much hope and so much lightness. So thank you all. So sending you love, wrapping you in stardust. And of course, as we wrap out the year, the biggest blessings of big, fat, juicy checks and hot, fulfilling, toe-curling sex for each and every one of you into this year, 2024 and beyond, baby. Until next time, love you lots. Mwah. Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.